Imagine floating on a cloud, relaxing so deeply your body aches dissipate, your stress levels decrease, and you feel a renewed sense of vitality. It's not a daydream, it's reality, and it's right here in Reading at Treasure of the Ancient Dragons. They have the only float therapy pod in Reading.
Experience the benefits of float therapy in Reading's only float therapy pod inside Treasure of the Ancient Dragons.
Treasure of the Ancient Dragons, behind Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Call 605-0770.
Coming to the Cascade Theater February 2nd, The Golden Dragon Acrobats. From China, The Golden Dragon Acrobats feature a high-energy evening of breathtaking acrobatics and daring stunts, plus dance, juggling, and trapeze. The Golden Dragon Acrobats, a family-friendly feast for the senses, filled with fast-paced fun. February 2nd at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome to North State Now, where we're celebrating heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and tonight we have with us an amazing group of women who are going to share stories about what is happening in our community in regards to local heroes in association with the Cal Fire and how it's really impacted our community. We've heard a lot of stories over the last few months in regards to the very sad portion of the Cal Fire and then also down with the campfire. But tonight's theme of our show is to inspire hope. It's to inspire others who are making a difference in our community to reach out and create change. And we've seen and heard so much of this already. And in fact, just to give you a little background of how the show was actually originated, this is our very first launch of North State's Now Heroes in the North State. And we are going to be on every second Tuesday of the month from here moving forward, and you are encouraged to please reach out if you know someone you would like to see honored because they are rising above, making a difference, creating change, not because they have been asked to do it, not because their company has said, hey, will you go to this event, not because it's been sponsored, just because they're good people making a difference and it's the right thing to do. And so tonight we are joined with Lynn Fritz. Now, Lynn and I go way back. She's an amazing woman in our community. She's going to join us and talk about her experience as a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Yes.
And how these stories have created change, not only psychologically, but within our community with families and individuals.
Absolutely. And you know what's unfortunate, but the truth is, we not only had the car fire, we had the Delta fire and the HERS fire, and then we had the outrageous campfire, too. I mean, they were all outrageous.
Absolutely.
So it's not only just Reading and Shasta County, it's the whole Northern California area that's been impacted.
You're absolutely correct. And then from that, you know, what we've experienced just in this process is knowing how many individuals not only live here, but the families they've affected that are connected to them who are living outside of our, even the state. I mean, it's crossing state boundaries and talking about how it's changing and shaping families that live right here in our community.
Plus, I always found it fascinating to me personally when the smoke from the wildfires in Northern California actually reached Europe. So it's had a global impact. Not only that, but we had firefighters from all around the world. So it's had an international impact.
Yeah, no, that's true. We'll get we can get more into some of that as we move along. And then also in the studio with us, we have two wonderful women who are through Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. And we have Amy Diamante. Did I say that correctly?
Diamantine.
So sorry. And Amy is a licensed marriage and family therapist. But more than that, she also is the regional director of programs and development with Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. And joining her is Beth Juergens. And Beth is with Cal Hope Shasta, which is a program that is part of Northern Valley Catholic Social Service that received grant funds from FEMA. And they are the boots on the ground portion of our topic tonight, who have real life stories, speaking to people, literally knocking on doors and hearing, you know, their struggles, not only their struggles and their journey, but their hope and the future and the, what their new life is like now since we've been through this as a community. And before we get into all of that, part of the reason the show was inspired was a few months ago when all of this was going on, my heart and my background has always been in being part of nonprofit groups and nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. And so from that, I'm always looking at how people, like the psychology behind why people do the things they do and why they get involved and why they make a difference. And so from that, we kept hearing these amazing stories about, and I'll just give you one and then we'll get in and let our guests speak, about people who, there was a gentleman who lived in a senior park up off of Twin View. And when the fire broke out that night and they were closing down all of Lake Boulevard and down Market Street and that whole back area, and all the electricity was shut off. The power was now being regulated, and some of it was shut off just because of the fires. There was one gentleman who lived in the Twin View Trailer Park who did not want to come on the show, but I would have loved to have had him tell his story. And finding these heroes are incredibly humble, which we all know, but to talk to them face to face. Well, he was getting gas because him and his family were trying to get out of the area. And he was up at the Chevron station, if you know kind of the logistics of that area. And he had a moment of realization that there were a lot of seniors in the park who relied on the electricity for their oxygen. And they were his neighbors and friends. He left his car there and walked down to the park, pulled out a generator that he knew he had, had them come out and plug into it so that they all could be together to make sure that his close neighbors were safe and could make it through the evening.
That's huge.
That is huge. Yeah. That is so impactful. So I had that like moment of, we need to tell these stories. We need to get around a table and just talk about what's going on in our community. And so what I'd like to do is go ahead and start off with Beth, because Beth, I know you're really in the field and you're talking to people just like this gentleman. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll just let you start. Just tell us what you're seeing and what you're hearing.
Sure. We are we've gone door to door in a lot of the areas that were most impacted. We've gone around the community and talked with businesses. And what we're seeing is, across the board, people who were impacted and those who were not reaching out to support each other, their community, their neighbors, hunting down their neighbors, displaced neighbors, to make sure they're okay. There is one neighborhood in a high impact area where the neighbors had never really talked before. And once the fire happened, they were displaced for a week or so. And they came back and they've remarked to us that now they talk all the time. They do meals together. They check in on each other they see if there are any needs that any of the neighbors had. Some of the homes in the neighborhood burned and some were standing. Mm-hmm. And they have all commented that the act of coming together as a neighborhood has really helped them in the recovery process, that they are moving forward because of this community support that they now have, where they felt very isolated as individuals before the fire. Mm-hmm. Now it's this really beautiful community. And we see that a lot. People are telling us that the resources are great, but what they love when they get there is people are talking mm-hmm. with them and encouraging them and listening to their stories, and they're able to tell them and to kind of let some of that out. And across the board, we work alongside a lot of agencies, and the people within those agencies are such caring and compassionate people, and they sit and they listen, and they really want to help in any way they can, but also to kind of take on some of that burden of the grief and helping them to look ahead at the recovery and the rebuild and helping them in that process and really wanting people to stay and be part of the community.
That is so true. And we're going to hear more stories just like that when we come back. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. You're watching North State Now, Heroes of the North State. And I'm Michelle Slade, and our guests tonight are Lynn Fritz and Beth Juergens and Amy Diamantine.
Yes.
So sorry, Amy. And we'll have more stories like that just as soon as we return.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Call me up, Neil Maui. Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to the show. You're watching North State Now, Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. And here in the studio, we are talking tonight about hope, inspiration, change in our community. And we have some wonderful women around the table with us tonight. We want to go back and talk a little bit more with Lynn Fritz. Now, Lynn, you are a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Yes, in private practice.
So during this process, we're talking, if you're just tuning in and listening with us, we're talking about the effects of all the fires that we've had here in the North State and how it's really shaped a mindset of our community.
Yes. I
can just say in previous past that, you know, there was a little bit of time prior to the fire where people were talking about Reading and talking about our surrounding communities, and we were starting to get a little bit more focused on the not so positive sides of life. There's always, you know, the positive and the not so positive. And what I personally have noticed since the change, since the fire, you take this this disaster that we don't want to downplay whatsoever, but it really has brought out a lot of good that has already been here. It's reignited it and reminded us, and maybe you could share a little bit about that.
Well, I'm impressed by the how I have watched people, witness people step forward and volunteer. Working with a local therapist, the Reading Regional Chapter of California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists, I contacted them and I said, I, as a private practice therapist, would like to be able to help people that are in this scenario, whether they've been evacuated or where they've had their home damaged or they've lost their home. There's so many different layers. Even those that survive and have survivor's guilt, have their home survive. There's so many different layers of need in our community. And to witness therapists stepping forward and say, I'll volunteer. Mm-hmm. I'll spend my time. And Pilgrim Congregational Church and Shasta Community Health Center stepping forward and saying, we'll provide space free of charge that you can gather right. and offer these emotional support groups. So Kristen Miller, a psychologist, Elena Marie Farber did this expressive art several times with her team, Christy Dell, Katie Cundy, and Alicia Mills. A whole team came in and offered that kind of support. Jamie Hale doing a support group that also involved visual imagery. Patty Shaw, Brenda Becker, Anna O'Sullivan, and Kay Kosko. You know, all these different therapists that step forward and say, you know, it wasn't one time.
Right.
We did it from August through December, and we're trying to see if there's a need in February for the same thing. And then also watching all these people come forward and talking about how people, I would think of area around Keswick, where people lost their homes, and they were saying, I've never felt like I belong to community until now. Surviving right. the fire, even their homes are gone, but they still get together as a neighborhood, a mm-hmm. community. And they said, now I have the experience of community.
I've noticed that even on our, you know, a social media community. So mm-hmm. it took zip codes, literally, and made it, instead of we're dividing up into areas, it became one big section
yeah.
where we're talking about families who were living, you know, 2 hours away, or mm-hmm. even we're talking about states away, mm-hmm. who were contributing and making a difference in Redding, California, where maybe we wouldn't have been thought of in that fashion before. Mm-hmm. It was maybe a smaller community. Now yes. our community has grown.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, Amy, you probably have experienced some of that as well in talking with in your therapy sessions and talking with people with Northern Valley Catholic Social Services as well.
Yes. You know, the thing that I'd like to piggyback off what Lynn said
yes.
is one of the things that was remarkable was we responded as a community just the way we think we should respond.
Mm-hmm.
But when we heard from outside agencies, FEMA, United Way, people who had come into our community and said, we cannot believe the response of your community and how quickly yes. you've responded, how much support there's been, not only for the people affected, but also the first responders.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me was, it just seemed like that's what we were supposed to do. But when somebody right. else looks at it and says, that's a remarkable feat that you've taken on, that is a beautiful thing to hear.
Especially when they're out all clear across the United States at sure. other things that are just like this, but we stood out.
Sure.
Yes, exactly. And you know, it goes back to that simple thing we were saying earlier. It's just good people
yeah.
doing the right thing and yeah. coming together as a community. I mean, I think we all know to do the right thing, but we have busy lives.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to do the right things. You think, oh, I should stop and do such and such for, you know, so-and-so. And then, oh, but I need to be somewhere. But this kind of, it stopped and yeah. it slowed us all down and made us really go back to
absolutely
what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we'll go back and hear a little bit from Beth. Beth, I know you're out on the streets, so you're with Cal Hope Shasta, which was spun off from a grant fund from FEMA, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're hearing real life stories.
Yes. There was one of my teammates today, actually, was telling me in the area that she has been working in the Keswick to kind of French Gulch areas, so really some of the hardest hit areas. She brings back these really inspiring stories all the mm-hmm. time of things she's heard and witnessed and heard neighbors telling about neighbors. There was this one gentleman who was a firefighter, and actually not a firefighter in our community, and he was okay. Supposed to be on vacation the week that the fire started,
yeah.
and he gave up his week of vacation to pitch in with the volunteer firefighters and fight the fire. And mm. really, I mean, can be credited in that area in huge ways. I mean, every person made a giant difference in the old Shasta and Keswick areas. And it's just amazing, you know, the selflessness of people during that time and since that we've seen.
You know, it's true. I think about stories I've heard that go back even to the simplest of hearts, like little children. So the lemonade stands that popped up all over our community. So we're thinking, okay, it's a couple hundred dollars or $100, but it wasn't, because community members were thinking, who doesn't love a child with a lemonade stand? Yeah. And they would come out in the droves and support the lemonade stand so that they could then give hundreds or a few thousand dollars to the cause. Mm-hmm. And I think about the psychology, you know, Lynn and Amy, when we talk about that, that ripple effect, that life-changing moment for that child or their family or the neighbor of, you know, that pebble in the water, and one act of kindness creates another act of kindness. And that's what we're talking about tonight, hope and change and inspiration. And hopefully you leave tonight not only learning a little bit more about what our, how amazing our community is, but hopefully you leave tonight listening to ways that maybe you want to give back or get involved, or you think, oh, I can't do much. It's just one little thing. But it's that one little thing that connected to everything that makes a big difference.
Absolutely. One of the things that I wanted to share too, because I think it's important that we think of different ways, psychology is important, spirituality is also important. Yes. So I can remember the Billy Graham Ministries and another group coming in, Foursquare. Shasta County Interfaith Forum held a vigil. It was on August 3rd or 4th, and it was held at First United Methodist. They opened their doors and said, come here. You know, we'll have a vigil to help people have a place to go, express themselves, express grief, just to be together. And the Billy Graham people, as well as Foursquare, said, you know, we've served all over the United States, and we've never seen a community respond like this to support one another. Mm. Not only because that faith association of about 20 different faith groups came together and created that vigil to free of charge, right, opened up and were available, but also because the chaplains came.
Right.
They wanted a place to be able to express and to begin their own healing process while they're helping others to heal.
Yeah, no, that's true. It connected,
yeah.
I mean, all walks of life, all faith, all belief systems, political views kind of went out of the window for, you know, for a while. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we all just came back to just being human.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, people. I think what's important about that is none of us really know how to deal with a disaster. Unless you have experience, we really don't know. And although we experienced wildfires, when it hit our community, it was devastating. And so what I think has been so fascinating and inspiring is to watch people just figure it out together. Mm-hmm. Come together and say, we don't know what we're doing, but we're going to use integrity and a sense of responsibility and a sense of accountability and kindness. And I think kindness is really the driving force behind the entire relief and recovery process that we're going through.
I think that's right. You know, I think about some of the strongest families that I know or have known growing up and into my adulthood who have seen some real adversity. Mm-hmm. And this kind of reminds me of that, because it's one big community, we're one big family, really. And when we think about that, how that bond, it really does hold you together. It's that old saying, a broken bone is stronger. Mm-hmm. And because we have been through it, and then we've had other, right here in Shasta County in Redding, and then we've had other communities surrounding us, it goes back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier about our community grew. We're no longer just little Shasta County. It really grew to the whole North State, and like you were saying earlier, Lynn, outside of our state. And then some of the other things that I personally was like the furniture that just popped up. I mean, we have this store now that gave to I don't even know how many families. We need to have them come in and talk about that, because I know that they've been on Carl and Linda's show, where they were outfitting entire homes with everything from the fork to the toilet paper to the clothes to and our community not only gave what they had already had, they went out and purchased brand new items and dropped it off so that they could bless another family. And so it's stories like that for me that inspire hope and inspiration. And then I'd like to go ahead and go back to Beth. I know because you're like, I know all of us know someone. All of us are connected to somebody, but you're really talking to everyone who's been affected, like, in the immediate way.
Yeah, and kind of going off what you were just sharing with the furniture and all of the things that have been given by the community, people still are. It's still in the forefront of their mind. I was approached by two separate families today at work asking how can they donate furniture, how can they donate items. They want to make sure that the community who is impacted, the community members impacted, know that they still care, that they're still mm-hmm. here. And we're able to connect them with an agency, Shasta Youth Alliance, that's still collecting and distributing to those who were impacted. And it's just amazing to work with all these agencies in town and be able to connect not just people to these resources, but also resources to resources, and mm-hmm. see how True. It really builds the community response to what
yes.
happened.
Absolutely. And you know what I think is wonderful is number of the people in our support groups that we did said the most important and valuable thing is just providing a place for people to listen to their story. Because mm-hmm. they would have to tell it over and over again. It's part yeah. of the healing process right. to have someone just sit with them and listen. A number of them also said, especially in the early part of what happened, they would leave the community and go someplace, and they would feel drawn to come right back because they didn't feel like people understood unless they were here.
Mm-hmm.
And I coach them to say to people, their families, or wherever they're visiting, I've been through a trauma. I need to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Can I share it with you? Because, mm-hmm. you know, we sometimes wonder, what can I do? Well, we can listen to someone's story.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So, you know, Lynn, when I remember when I was evacuated as well and we left to the Bay Area, and that feeling was very strong for me. I wanted to be away, but the draw was that's back. My home and those are my people,
yeah.
and we need to be there. I don't know what for, but we need to be there.
No, yeah. it's true. Mm-hmm. You come together. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have to take a break for a moment. You are listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State, Michelle Slade, and we'll be back very soon.
Four-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and five-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Are you age 60 or above and looking for an opportunity to add more physical activity to your life? Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices, a free 6-month program just for you. Active Choices is simple and straightforward. You will experience the positive, health-enhancing effects of physical activity with the help of an Active Choices health educator, all in the comfort of your own home. For more information, call 530-226-3054.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon. Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
You're listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. Joined with me tonight in the studio is Lynn Fritz. She is a licensed marriage family therapist in private practice. And then also we have Beth Juergens, and she's with Cal Hope Shasta, and she does crisis outreach worker for Northern Valley Catholic Social Services as well. And then we have Amy Demanton.
Diamantine.
I'm going to get it before the show's over, Amy, I promise, is a licensed marriage and family therapist and a regional director of program and development for Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. And tonight we're talking about people who are just making a difference in our community because it's the right thing to do. And it could be little and it could be big and it could be incredibly impactful and it could just be a random act of kindness. And that's really the theme of Heroes in the North State. You can tune in on the second Tuesday of every month to catch a different topic on how people are really shaping our community. And we invite you to come back and listen with us as we really get to know our community and who other people are that are living in it. And tonight we're talking a little bit more about the Cal Fire and the fires all across the North State, the Camp Fire and all the others. We know that it made such a huge impact for many, many families and our community at large. And in essence, outside of our community, several states away. And with us tonight is Lynn. And Lynn, we're thinking, are there any other ways that you have realized that people have given or are making a difference?
You know, one of the ways we were talking about people wanting somehow to give and support each other, the community coming together and listening to each other, supporting each other with programs that help them to process the grief and to recover. One of the other things I've witnessed is the generosity of people, not only giving, like we talked about earlier, things that are physical that you can contribute, like furniture for people that don't have furniture anymore. But people gave monetary donations, and they still are. Through Shasta Regional Community Foundation, they have gathered over $4 million.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're, you know, in the process of setting up, you know, it's for Car Fire. It's for giving distribution to the people that have been impacted, lost their homes, so that they can recover from it. And so they've also set up what is called the Community Recovery Team. And what that is about, they have a whole number of different types of teams. One of the ones that is kind of special and dear to my heart is the Emotional Spiritual Support Team.
Yes.
And it's volunteers in the community that are volunteering their time and coming in and saying, how can we be a resource to help people that are struggling in recovery?
Yes.
And so you know, maybe there's someone listening tonight that says, you know, I have a dollar to give. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter the amount. You know, sometimes the most endearing things is when you see a child give 50 cents or a quarter. You know, all those little quarters and dollars together are very powerful and really help people to feel supported in their healing process.
Yeah.
So, you know, all those that have donated monetarily, and if they want to give more, Shasta Regional Community Foundation, it's a philanthropic organization here in town. And what's wonderful, they are facilitating that gathering of money and distribution of that at no charge. That's their gift and support to the community, is facilitating that without taking any from that donation.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And isn't it?
Not only that, but I think about all the fundraising that's happened around that. And like you were saying, just the young children that have stepped up, mm-hmm. who just want to give their allowance.
Yes.
And they're asking mom where to take it. It's not being driven by the parents saying this is what you should do, which is wonderful if you're doing that as a parent because you're setting an example.
Mm-hmm.
But it's young people who are paying attention. They're hearing their friends' stories. It became personal to them on a different level. It's not just the adults telling the adults. It's children on the playground. Then why is my friend not at school? And wanting to know what's going on. And then there's a chance to have that educational component in the classroom with the teacher mm-hmm. or the parents who are teaching their children what it's like to be a community and come together and make a difference.
I can remember the Lions Club very early on setting up the distribution where you go in there and you get water and food and materials. I mean, that organization just mm-hmm. came together and set up to, here we are, come get something what you need.
Yep.
And you could get cases of water and food. I mean, it was just remarkable.
Well, or how about all the, you know, I'm on social media like all of us, and how many people just randomly said, I have a room. Anybody mm-hmm. need a place to stay? I mean, we don't really do that anymore as a culture. Right. Say, you know, hey, stranger, come stay in my house. But mm-hmm. this kind of took that barrier down where we were open to say, you know, we're all just human. And if it happened to me, I'd want someone to do that same act of kindness for me, which comes back to the theme of the show about creating hope mm-hmm. and why we have Cal Hope Shasta here tonight and Northern Valley Catholic Social Services and Len Fritz, because they are just people like you and me. You're listening right now, and they've got all their amazing stories, but you do too. And being able to share those stories, it's like I said earlier, it's that ripple effect of one act of kindness. You know, you hear the story of the person who buys the drink for the person at Dutch Bros behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they buy the drink, and before you know it, 2 hours go by, and you're paying for someone else's whatever. Those are the stories that the heart of this show is all about.
Yeah,
and
I think
so,
it's wonderful.
Amy, do you want to?
Yeah, one of the other things that I think is important for us to remember is sometimes we have this wonderful response when it comes to relief, immediate mm-hmm. response. And in the spirit of continuing the momentum of hope and kindness is the recovery process. And that's going to be long term. And I think that it's wonderful if people can remember that if you gave then, continue to be mindful of the emotional support, the listening of the stories, and then, mm-hmm. of course, the giving. Because we do have a long haul ahead of us, and we want to keep that momentum going so that people feel hopeful as they rebuild, because that process is very arduous and very difficult.
I really appreciate you emphasizing that, because one of the things in working with the support groups from August through December, we saw an evolution for those that came frequently, where they moved from needing to tell the story into some other new level of needing to process.
Right.
So I think what I'm hearing is that research shows the actual community recovery will be like a 10-year process.
That's true. Okay.
So we have to think long term. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've experienced that as a family. My husband's family was part of the BLM fire up in Lewiston over 20 years ago, and they lost their property. My in-laws and my grandparents, they lived side by side, and the fire stopped just past our grandparents' house, thankfully, because it was just a very short distance to go right into the Lewiston community. And us as a family had a lot of PTSD when this happened here locally, even though our homes were not didn't appear to be in the line of the fire, and we actually ended up being fine, but it took us right back to that moment. But mm-hmm. that 10-year process was a very true statement mm-hmm. Because it was just an emotional journey for us. And it's still to this day when we think of, oh, we want to look at that one special photograph, or, hey, we should show, you know, our grandkids, grandmas, and we realize, oh, it was not in the home we're in now. It was mm-hmm. in the other home. So it's that constant healing that you're yes. talking about, Lynn and Amy. And we're going to actually going to take a break for a moment. But if you're just tuning in and listening to us, we are talking about local heroes in the North State. You're listening to North State Now. It's a new show right here on KCNR that is launching tonight as our first debut. So if you're just tuning in, amazing guests make it all go wonderfully. So thank you so much. We're going to be on the second Tuesday of the month starting in February. And celebrating local heroes in the North State. So if you know someone that you think is a local hero, please call the station and nominate them. Give us their information or ask them to call us because we'd like to hear from them. We'd like to talk to them. And so we're going to be right back in just a moment, and you're going to hear some amazing stories. Beth, we'll come back and we'll talk to you a little bit more.
Okay.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to North State Now. Heroes of the North State is the topic this evening. I'm Michelle Slade. Here with me in the studio, we have Beth Juergens, and she's with Cal Hope Shasta, and she's a crisis outreach worker, and we've been hearing stories this past hour about her just boots on the ground, talking to people who have really been affected and giving them just hope. I mean, it's in your name, and how amazing to get to go out and spread hope every single day for such a topic like we're talking about tonight with all all the North State fires.
Yeah, it's really our honor. The team that I work with is a really amazing group of people, really diverse background. And I think one of the most powerful things that we've seen and we've done is just listening to people's stories and what they've been through and what they are going through day to day in the recovery process, because it's not easy and it's not this straightforward, now we're getting better. It's the cycle, and some days are really difficult. And, you know, we want to make sure that people know that there are people willing to listen. We've seen neighbors being that person. We've seen family being that person. But for some people, they need somebody outside or an additional support system in their life. And we're so happy and so honored to be that person if they need it. They're welcome to reach out to us. They can call us at our direct number, 530-638-5011. They can go on our webpage, calhopeshasta.com, or look us up on Facebook, Cal Hope Shasta, and we'll post events that we're either hosting or that we're attending. We love to work alongside existing community organizations just to aid them in their support of the community and helping people to connect in that avenue.
Yeah, no, thank you. What a worthwhile cause. I know Northern Valley Catholic Social Service does an amazing job in general. I mean,
Thank you. For
many years, I've personally participated in the CASA run has come up.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have a closed closet, I believe, for Close for Work, I believe it's
called. Close at Work.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. And your staff is just so giving and loving and very caring. And so great job with what you're doing.
Thank you.
In the community. And thank you for what you're doing with Cal Hope Shasta. That's amazing. And then, Lynn, I know we've been talking a little bit as we take our breaks about just some other really special people in the community who have been making a difference.
You know, I just want to comment, too. I had the honor and privilege of working the shelter, Red Cross shelter, at Cross Point Church. And what stood out to me is we would go and we would just listen to people there, let them tell their story. But what I was really impressed by and moved by, really, was this people saying, you see that woman over there? This was a woman saying very quietly, that woman over there, I evacuated and I forgot to take undergarments. She gave me undergarments.
Oh,
brand new.
That's very personal.
Yeah, very personal. And you know, you don't think about those things that have really profound meaning. I mean, it can seem simple, but people were giving to each other and supporting each other right in the shelter by talking with each other and giving to each other. It was amazing. And then also, what impressed me, Larry Lees is the chief executive officer of Shasta County. Kristen Schrader, mayor of City of Reading. Wherever I would go, I would see them. And yes, they're paid, but they were working long hours way beyond their pay scale. And they were showing up and they were talking to people as well as facilitating programs and making connection between the different organization and agencies. I mean, I was so impressed at their dedication to community. And when I think of them as individuals, they are people about community.
They are.
It is who they are. And so I think it's wonderful that Kristen's still on City Council, Reading City Council, and Larry's with Shasta County, and really helps us. It's wonderful that they are part of that healing process.
Yeah.
So leadership, it's really important that leadership models that for all of us.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, that's true. Some of the things that I've, you know, over the years, I've seen both of them at many mm-hmm. events that are outside of the scope of what we're talking about tonight. So it's in their character.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agree. It's great that we have leadership like that. And that leadership, I, like anything, it trickles down. So then it comes into, you know, the employees, mm-hmm. Their families, their children, into the schools, into other lines of business that really create the change that we're talking about tonight. To be able to, if you're just tuning in and listening to us, we're talking about inspiring hope, creating change, making a difference, good people just doing random acts of kindness because it's the right thing to do. Now, and obviously this was a little more defined because we had a natural disaster that needed to be addressed. And so it wasn't necessarily as random as it was just being pulled from the heart. because it's something that you think, gosh, if that happened to me, I would hope that somebody would help my family or help my son or help my neighbor. And so we talked about neighbors, bringing food to neighbors and providing extra support and blankets and opening up their homes. And, you know, I think of restaurants that the amount of food they gave away from the hearth. They just kept feeding. It went on and on and on. And I know that they, it was very personal to them. They had a lot of people within their own employment and family who were affected by the fire. But they made it real for other people. They made it easier.
Yeah.
It wasn't just dine-in. It was take-out. I mean, they were just very generous, so we should thank them. I'd like to give them a thank personally. Yeah.
Lots of businesses did that, responded in that way.
Absolutely. And then I think of all the pop-up markets that happened that were there for maybe a week or a month, and all the store locations that said, come on over, you can use our storefront. They didn't charge for electricity. They just gave them a key and said, yes, have your donations dropped off here. The hospitals, individual families who came together and would just take van loads or truckloads of donated items, anywhere from a toothbrush to clothing to blankets, that made a difference. And so tonight we're talking about inspiring hope, but what I really hope that this show will do is not only inspire hope with what is happening now with the car fire and the fires throughout the North State, but that it's going to create change that's going to happen for years to come. I really already feel that. I don't know about you ladies. I think we're all in agreement. And I know we'll go back if we don't mind and talk a little bit more with Beth and share maybe some more stories that you've heard that are out in the field.
Yeah, one that I was just thinking of was this idea that you don't need to have a lot of resources in order to give in a tremendous way. Around Christmas, these three young moms who lost their own homes realized these people who lost homes, they don't have Christmas decorations or Christmas stockings, and even things like wrapping paper on top of the financial burden that people were going through were going to be a stretch. And so they just started asking people in the community to donate some of those items. They opened up one of those pop-up shops, and they had this distribution center for basic items. They had people donate trees, and so anyone who was impacted, who had lost their home, could go, and they could get Christmas decorations, they could get Christmas towels, Christmas dishes, and then during that time, we had this family stop by to our office and say, hey, we have 10 boxes of homemade Christmas decorations that we want to give to people. We don't know how to get it to them. And so we were able to connect those two together.
That's wonderful.
And it was so neat seeing, we would see pictures on Facebook where people were living in travel trailers with these really like precious homemade ornaments hanging in their window or hanging from a light. And that was their Christmas decoration for this year. And people saying that, you know, we thought maybe we'd just skip Christmas this year. It was going to be too difficult, but it made it, the community coming together around them made it a really healing event. And, you know, we just were just in awe of what these women were able to do with such, you know, the limited resources, but so many people just pitching in to come alongside them.
Yeah.
You know, too, it's, I think back to at the fire itself. I had a friend who lived in Stanford Hills, and they had watched the fire. They had put things in their vehicles, both vehicles. They had figured out the garage door so that they could manually open it last minute. And then that fire just took off, and they raced to the garage, and the manual would not open. And so their neighbors are standing out there, you know, here's the fire coming. And their neighbor said, come with us, come with us. There's so many stories about people knocking on their neighbor's door, alerting them and telling them, get out, get out. So to me, that's another way of really looking out for your neighbor, literally.
Yeah, no, that is so true. You know, I was thinking about our family. My son was getting married that weekend. And so we were watching the news, and we were leaving town to go to Nevada for his wedding. And we didn't know if we should leave, but it had been being planned for over a year. And so we're thinking, what do we do? And so we called our community of people who were not going to the wedding with us. We packed up what we thought, you know, photographs, the things that are your most treasured items are, it becomes very small when, mm-hmm. when something like that happens. And we had it by the front door just in case, and we left. But I'll tell you, our attention, of course, was on our son's wedding, but it was the entire tone was
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
So, you know, tonight, I just want to thank each and every one of you for being here. We're going to wrap up our show this evening. I've had a lovely time, ladies. Thank you for making our maiden voyage with North State Now, Heroes in the North State, a success. And really lovely to get to know all of you. So if you're just tuning in and listening this evening, we are going to be back the second Tuesday of the month and at 6:05. And next time we're going to be talking about volunteerism and sharing the love. We're going to have the ladies from Shining Care come talk about their Share the Love with at-risk seniors and how volunteers make a difference. And then we're going to have Barbara Harrison here with us tonight. She's a community supporter who has volunteered her entire life and is amazing and well-loved and respected. So tune in February 14th. For our next show. It's been lovely this evening, and thank you again for coming and joining us.
Thank you.